Welcome to the Astrology Hub podcast. I'm Amanda Poole Walsh, founder of Astrology Hub and your host for our flagship show. We explore the many ways astrology can support you in your relationships, career, health, and personal growth. Thanks for tuning in. All right, so today we're going to be exploring the tender and dreamy waters of Venus as it dances through Pisces, March 11th through April 4th. And to navigate these mystical tides, we have the incredible astrologer, author, and Astrology Hub angel, Jamie McGee, joining us. Jamie has a knack for blending the ethereal aspects of astrology with grounded, everyday applications, making the cosmos accessible to all. Jamie's going to share practical tips on how you can make the most of this transit. She's going to also touch on things to avoid, little traps that we can fall into during this transit, and how to tap into your creative muses and embrace a more intuitive approach to your relationships. And because we know how helpful it can be to understand how transits like this will impact you personally, Jamie will break down this, how this transit impacts each rising sign. So you're going to want to make sure and stay until the very end so you hear how this transit applies to your rising sign. If you don't know your rising sign, you can pick it up for free with our free Sun, Moon, and Rising report at astrologyhub.com/SMR. We'll put that link in the description of this show as well. But that's going to give you a breakdown of your big three, Sun, Moon, and Rising. And it's a great report, even if you do know your rising sign. So go and check it out. It's totally free. All right, Jamie, welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be here. It's always lovely to talk to you, Amanda.
Yeah, I love when we get to talk this way too with Jamie the astrologer. Yes. All right. So let's talk about this transit. Let's start with the nuts and bolts, the dates, when it's going to be relevant, and maybe even which signs it's going to impact the most.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So Venus, as you mentioned, will move into Pisces on the 11th of March, and it will be there until April 4th. So we have about 3 weeks and a couple of days, but there's going to be a lot happening in that. I'll talk about that in just a minute because Venus in Pisces, this is going to be a little bit of a dramatic overall energy shift that we're going to feel because Venus is attached to our heart. It really speaks to things that make our body feel good, all of our senses, things that we bring this beautiful to us, maybe not beautiful to everyone, but definitely beautiful to you. And in Aquarius, Venus is a little bit, it's a common keyword, detached. It sees the big vision. This is, it all looks good on paper. Let's make these connections. Let's do it this way. And then when Venus moves into Pisces, it's almost as if all the emotion, all the feels flood in. If you feel like you're having to keep your head above water when you first come into this and you have that overwhelm, that's a sign to take a step back, to do some self-care. And self-care with this could be listening to music. It could be something with water. It could be just finding something that helps you escape because Pisces likes to escape. It likes to go into its own world, not necessarily in a negative or positive way. It just wants to detach from the noise and step back because when you do that, when you give that self-care, then you're able to step back into your rhythm, back into the magic. It's like when you walk away from a problem, you give yourself a little bit of space, you come back, and now you have the solution to solve it. And so a couple of the nuts and bolts of this transit that I was going to talk about is that for the first week or so when Venus goes into Pisces, we have, the moon will be in Taurus, we'll be in flow with that, but it's going to be steady for a little bit. But right when we get to the end, like the 24th and the 28th and April 3rd, and even the eclipse, those are some pretty pivotal, on my language, those are pivotal points that you can work with. And what I mean by that is there's going to be a sense of foreshadowing. So this is going to be, first of all, the first time Venus has talked to Saturn. And anytime we look at synastry or a chart that says, how is this going to work between these two people? We like to see Saturn because Saturn says it's commitment. It says that though this looks challenging, like having a baby, starting a business, falling in love, though this looks blissful, well, there's some nuts and bolts here. There's some work that I need to do to ensure that this is built to be timeless. So Venus and Saturn, right, it's going to be on March 21st. What are we going to commit to? What is the dream? What's the vision that we have? And then when we get to March 24th and the 28th, the Venus is going to sextile Jupiter and Uranus. Now, what's interesting about that is sextiles are suggestions or ideas that can come from within or without. And with Venus being in Pisces, there's probably a high degree of intuition involved. But this sextile, Venus is talking to her home kingdom. She's talking to Taurus. She's talking to two planets that are going to have an epic transit April 20th, where we're going to have Uranus and Jupiter come together for the first time in like 14 years. We're also going to have in like the month after that, we're going to have Venus and Jupiter together. So this is an opportunity, a foreshadowing of an abundant breakthrough that is just around the corner. So if we, when we are doing our self-care, when we're being creative, when we're thinking about what we want to commit to, it's good to think about where we're going. Like, what breakthrough do we need? What intuition do we need? Because in essence, Venus is one of the strongest planets in the law of attraction. Whether you think that you're attracting something to you or not, you always are. Like, whether you're thinking about meh, nothing, negative, positive, Venus is pulling it to you like a magnet. And in this situation, we want to focus on opportunities. We want to focus on solutions. And sometimes that's hard to do because I work with a lot of people recently that are bracing instead of anticipating. And that's not what we want to do with this energy. And I think Venus can help ease us into this. Well, what does that mean? Because across this same period of time, we'll have an eclipse in Libra, a south node eclipse in Libra, and Venus rules that area. And but Venus can't see it. So there's going to be this inner turmoil of wanting to let go of a codependency, something that's not healthy, and listen to our true inner knowledge. And the only way we can do that is connect to something that feeds our soul, that sits right with our soul. And if we pay attention to those, then we're going to really be set up for success as we move into the spring, because the spring is going to feel really quick and fast and inspirational on a lot of levels. Like, what was will not be, but we'll be excited about what's coming in.
Okay, let me do my best to take some of those gems and see if we can distill them a little bit. So essentially, we're entering into, it might feel like we sort of went from like high up in the air to like getting dumped into the water and submerged. And so you said there could be a feeling of overwhelm, and that it's important to prioritize self-care during this time so that we don't get immersed in those waters, right? Completely. And that really, it seems like our outlet for any setting ourselves up for future success or really harnessing the power of this transit is within our higher spiritual connection, which is also where our creativity is sourced. So tapping into that, and then there's also an element of not necessarily knowing what's around the bend, because we're in this eclipse period as well. So it's a time of great change, but we might not know exactly what it's going to result in, but it's going to result in something positive, is what I heard you say at the very end there.
Yeah, it definitely can. I mean, I think we are the creators of our universe, and we have to be conscious of what we are creating, because there's a consequence to the creation. There's a consequence of creating, or there's a chaos in creating. So whether we choose to or we choose not to, we're creating something. And just to also say, I know we talk about spirituality and with Pisces, but it's also compassion. So when we first feel this, that overwhelm, some of that self-care, you may need to forgive yourself. You may need to forgive yourself for, I had no choice but to make that decision, because you made a decision, a heart-based decision, when it was an Aquarius that maybe did feel a little bit like, I had to do it this way. I was thinking about it, because we went through a lot of energy with Venus in Aquarius. Venus had to go through the door of Pluto for the first time. And there could be a sense of mourning, like, I have to let go of this past to go forward. So there is forgiveness. And there is, yes, an abundant opportunity for success and breakthroughs that we need. But that's going to be difficult to capture or to really sink into if, one, you're attached to the past, and two, if you're attached to your ego, and definitely three, if you're attached to the outcome that you want. Because you can say, why would I be married to this person, make this much money? And the universe is like, well, if you're married to this person, make this much money, then domino effect. This is what it means for the rest of manifestation. So the chaos or the consequence of manifestation is something that you want to kind of think about. But if you manifest from spirit and from energy and from compassion, like, I want to feel this way every day, I want my work to do this, you could be just going along living your life. It's fine. I'm surviving. I'm making it. Then all of a sudden, huge opportunities dump on your desk. And you're like, I don't know what to do. Like, because you haven't set any forward intention. I don't know what to say yes to. Or you say yes to everything. Or you try to accomplish everything at the same time. So, but yeah, in essence, what you said, a lot of positivity, but we have to manifest from spirit, I guess. I would highly recommend it. You get to choose your own soul journey, but I recommend manifesting.
And maybe that brings in some of the Saturn that you were talking about earlier in terms of also being mindful of your own realistic confines, right? In terms of not over promising or not overextending, you know, being real about your actual resources here today and what you actually can achieve and accomplish within a certain period of time. And then also when you're talking about manifesting from spirit or creating from spirit, you mentioned some of the ways that you find helpful to do that is focus on how you want to feel, focus on the outcome that you want to create, but not attached to the way that it's going to happen, right? I think that's really important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Because if you, it's not about the person or the job or the money, because I mean, you can say, I manifest making X amount of dollars, and the economy can flip and those dollars could be pennies tomorrow and they could be a fortune. So it's not like I want to be this, like envision that, like how you want to feel with the environment that you want to live in. Like if you start attaching details to it, it confuses the message that you're sending out, and it'll definitely confuse what's coming back to you.
I always think of qualities
at the same
for that
time.
Like, what are the qualities I want to experience? Is it abundance? Is it prosperity? Is it freedom? Is it creative expression? And anchoring on those, because then you really do allow the universe to fill in, you know, that the art of what that looks like. So, yeah, beautiful, Jing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's going to be a powerful time. And I like seeing Venus and Saturn there, because Saturn in Pisces, it's there to help us understand compassion for other people and how we connect with others. And Saturn either puts boundaries in place where you need them, or he dissolves them where you don't need them. So you may have had walls really high, just trying to survive, making it from one day to the other. And Saturn dissolves it and lets you feel those emotions, lets everything flood in. And then you may recognize a pain point in yourself that you can help other people. Like I have this problem and there's not a solution out there. So when I was a writer, when I wrote all the time, there was a phrase that said, if there's a book that you really want to read and it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. So that's kind of how this energy is. If there is a problem and there's no solution, or if there's a pain point that you want to speak to that says, you know what, I'm going through this too, and no one ever talks about this, then that might be something that you can creatively help other people by just being you. And that's also something with Pluto and Aquarius. It's being completely authentic and original, and this is who I am. But having that commitment to the compassion that you feel. And like I said, creating from something that it doesn't matter, that like the money and the material doesn't matter. What matters is how it feeds your soul. Does it sit right with my soul? Will it be something that I, no matter what, I will not regret it. And with this journey going through an eclipse season, I think the biggest challenge, and Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, is there's going to be some letting go to release, and you have to kind of let go and take a leap of faith, Pisces, into a direction that you cannot discern, but you feel like it's a calling. And you'll know it because when you wake up, it's the first thing you think about it. When you start to do it, time dissolves. Like where you'll sit down and you'll think, oh, I can just do this in five minutes. And all of a sudden your husband or your partner saying, it's been 3 hours. Can we please go get dinner now? Like, he's like, cause you have just fallen into whatever you're doing. Let it completely absorb you. That's when you're on flow with your soul. That's when you're escaping into something that is healing you, but also healing other people, because you're going through the experience with them, or you're being an example. If you're probably thinking, I'm an introvert, I'm not sharing anything with anyone, that's fine too, but you'll be a living example. Your energy is part of the woven pattern where we are all one.
Love this.
Which is also,
I love
Pisces,
this, Jamie.
And Venus.
And that compassion theme you brought in, and that recognizing that when you're compassionate with yourself, it's also being compassionate with others, and all these unity things that Pisces helps us remember, right? Beautiful. Okay. You touched on how the eclipse is going to kind of color this. Is there anything else you want to add? Because I know we're in this this really powerful eclipse portal right now. So anything else before we go into the rising signs, which we'll go into very shortly here?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I just want to, I know I probably glazed over that really fast. And we're probably trying, if you're listening, you might be trying to connect Venus and Pisces to an eclipse in Libra. What do you mean by that? But Venus rules Libra. So Venus is the ruler of Libra. And now we've already had this eclipse. We've already had one Libra eclipse last fall. We're having another one. So I will, if anyone ever tells you they can predict an eclipse, I'd probably go a different direction, because eclipses make things go, that impossible things become possible, things you didn't see. It's a fast forward button. But with that being said, I do think you can capture the theme of what you're probably going to be experiencing, or the area. And I can even mention that when we go through the rising signs. But where Venus is in the chart, like Venus is in Pisces, Venus can't necessarily see Libra. It's a little bit of a quincunx. So you may find, when you're trying to find your freedom, find your spirit moving through this eclipse season, that like a codependency or something you're dependent on is pulling you towards it. But every time you go towards that, you lose this connection to this flow and the spirit that you have. So you may go through a little bit of a period of time where you're trying to balance the two of them. But the invitation of the universe is to let go of anything that's blocking you from your purpose and your flow state. Because obviously we want harmony. We want to be in balance with someone, but we don't want to co-balance with someone else. We don't want someone to co-balance us. We want to be authentic in our harmony. And that's what this eclipse is going to surface, but Venus rules it. And when it's happening, Venus is going to be in an area of our life that is all about compassion. So I would think about compassionate endings and compassionate beginnings. If you're going to end something or begin something, end it the way that someone would end it with you. And because a lot of times we can say, I made the most rational decision that I ever could. It made sense to me and my soul, but one way or another, in one story or another, that same decision, you're going to be on the other side of the table. So really kind of spend some time with it. It could be something very mild, like where I could think of a lot of examples. I don't want to derail us, but it very much is karmic. It's reflective. And adding to some other transits that we have, that I think that would be the heart tug of war that you would feel with this, because you're going to be feeling compassionate about what was and very compassionate and drawn to what will be. And you're going to try to balance them. But your mission is to let go of ego, to trust that you know what you need to know, because that's going to be another hesitation. I'm not ready. It's going to be that imposter syndrome, or maybe what I have to say has never been said before. It's kind of like that pain point. The book has never been written, and you must write it. No one's talking about it, so it must not be important. But you are here right now for a reason, and if you're drawn to it, they're just waiting for you to pick up the mic. They're waiting for you to say something or to stand up. And the littlest thing can make the biggest difference. And I think a lot about this energy too is going to ask us to step out of the echo chamber, because we don't want to echo what's been out there. It's finding that original voice, finding a way to say it where you're not like stepping out and looking in both directions. Is it okay if I say this? Is it okay if I say that? You speak from the soul. And like, I love you. I love you no matter what happens. This is what it is. And then, because you'll know that way when the energy comes back around, you can accept it. Like, I understand where you're at. I've been where you are. I've had to make that decision before, or I've been in that place of growing or letting go or finding a harmony that's different. Because, you know, I'm a fixed sign and I like to keep things the way they are, but you know, nothing just stays the same. Every season changes, the universe changes. And this is what we're going to have, that huge invitation to change. So Venus in Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, is speaking to Taurus, where we really start to step into the warmth of the spring and set solid foundations that build our resources. And resources is everything from the food that you put into the mouth to the bed. Like, it's not money necessarily. It's like, I love you. I value you. This is important to me. And when we know what those are, then we can attract that one degree of separation to us and bring them to us. It could be a phone call, or it could be, hey, I saw that you're interested in this. And then it's just one conversation. We have this ambition to jump out and be the leader, but we have to also do that Saturn thing and say, you know, it's going to be hard. I'm not going to have all the answers. And then take suggestions about what we want to grow, what we want that foundation to look like. And it'll be a little uncomfortable. And I think our biggest challenge is when it's uncomfortable, we may try to escape, but this isn't a time to escape. It's a time to dream forward. Well, if that's the problem, if that's uncomfortable, what is the solution? How can I daydream in a new way to do this? And you get ideas from listening to music, walking by water, you know, whatever helps you say, well, if that's no, if that's the no, what is the
so
yes
good, Jamie,
to this situation?
I'm hearing as you're speaking the word courage. Like a lot, it's going to take courage to do these things that you're talking about. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, it's connected to your heart. And anytime something's connected to your heart, I think as all human beings, no matter who we are, where we walk of life, we all have compassion. It could be diminished or defensive or behind, you know, some trauma for some people, but we have compassion. And that's what Venus and Pisces will remind us of. That's where you get kind of dunked into the water and you come up and you remember everything. You remember, like, it just floods back in. Like, you ever, like, just all of a sudden you listen to a song and you're 10 decades back and you're crying and you're like, oh, I was dancing with them. And you start thinking about, you know, the prior 11 signs, the prior, you know, stories of your life. And if I hadn't said no, and I think when that emotion comes in, I would also recommend reflecting on how, like, if I had, like, you might think, well, if I hadn't gone to that restaurant, instead of I went to that restaurant, then I would have never met that person. If I hadn't met that person, I wouldn't have met that person. I wouldn't have been there. Like, I met my husband. I granted we were 15, but I met my husband at my job. And the only reason I had applied, my mom told me I had to come home with a job. And I had applied it where all my friends were at the restaurant next door. But when I went there, the restaurant wasn't going to open until my curfew. So I had to be home after school. So I had no choice but to apply to the other one. And my plan was to go home and say, well, at least I got the job. At least I put the application in. I'm going to go to the one where all my friends work. I'll get a job tomorrow. But those people hired me on the spot. They hired me on the spot at that restaurant. And then I had to go to work the next night. And I was so mad because my friends were at the other restaurant. And my now husband walks in the door with his family. And it was just this instant connection. So it's like sometimes we don't go where we're going because exactly what we desire is in the other place. So when you start to go through this process, just reflect on how that didn't work out for me, but thank God. Thank God that didn't work out because at least I lived it up over here. And my disclaimer to that is the universe always course corrects. So, but if you celebrate the no's, then you're going to be able to trust and have faith that though I can't see everything, I can't plan it, I can manifest. I can say, I trust you. This is what I desire in my life. And if it's not ego bounds, I think you're going to find a lot of success with that. Ego, I think you can definitely build things the other way too. We've seen a lot of great manifestors out there build actual wealth, but we want to build happiness. We want to build things that fill our soul because that'll automatically attract any kind of wealth or health that you need if your vibration is higher.
Fulfillment.
With this energy. So,
fulfillment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Purpose, meaning, like love, joy, those things. Yes. Jamie, let's go into the rising signs. Before we do that, I just want everyone to know we've been touching on the eclipses and we're now in this very, very potent eclipse period of time. So we've actually put together a free eclipse experience this year to help you navigate these tides. So taking this, you know, the Venus element, the Saturn element, then the actual eclipses and all the different things that are happening so that you can harness this eclipse portal and come out the other side where Jamie's talking about with more fulfillment, more purpose, more authorship of your own life story. So if you want to join us for this, there's going to be several different events as part of this eclipse experience that you can choose to participate in, right? We have a couple amazing panels with incredible astrologers like Jamie. We have daily cosmic updates that are going to help you stay in the rhythm. Inner Circle members, you'll get two during this eclipse period, but anyone who's not an Inner Circle member, you'll get a nice daily reminder of how to stay anchored in the most advantageous energies for yourself. And then we're going to be doing some live meditations during the actual eclipse periods so that you can really anchor and harness into these astrological energies because these are big ones, and this has a large invitation for all of us. So we wanted to put together some really amazing experiences that we can share together as a community. Of course, everything's recorded, so if you can't join live, it's okay. Just make sure that you register for this eclipse experience time period. So you will find the link to this eclipse portal experience in the description of this talk, of this broadcast. So check that out, and we hope that you'll join us. All right, so let's go into the rising signs, Jamie. Walk us through it. How's this going to affect people personally? What areas of life?
Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to start with Aries. I know we usually do start with Aries, but we're going to start with Aries because of where the sun is. So if you are an Aries rising, and I do recommend that you listen to your rising. If you don't know that, your sun sign's okay too. But the Venus is going to be moving into your 12th house. That's where we're going to have a conversation with Saturn. And I didn't mention this earlier. Venus, before she leaves this sign, will have a conversation with Neptune. So in this period of time, it is all about endings and beginnings. How can I wrap this up with a lot of healthy karma and compassion and move into a new direction? But in the same period between March 11th and April the 4th, Venus will be talking to Jupiter and Uranus. And this is all about your wealth, your second house, what's important to you, your resources, and why that's important to you. So I would encourage you to listen to any intuition, especially something that comes from within, or people that are very close to you, like at your home or an intimate relationship about, well, if we're going to go this way, this is how we should do it. Now, the eclipse for you is going to be in the seventh house. So you may find that you're ending some partnerships, some contracts that you have with other people, or you're trying to readjust them. That's where the endings and beginnings are coming up. But it's all about compassion, committing to the path that you're on. We're looking at long-term solutions, so you're ready to launch out there. Right. So if you are a Taurus, Venus is moving into your 11th house. So this is your allies, your dreams, what's important to you. It connects to your one-to-one connections and your local environment, people you speak to every day. So in this time, you want to look for something that you can commit to when it comes to an ally. Who is your ally? What is your dream? You're also looking at how can I build this going forward? And this is going to be more of an independent thing. There's a huge party in your house if you're a Taurus rising. We're going to have Venus and Jupiter will meet in your house, but we also have a lot of Jupiter and Uranus energy. So you may have an idea from an ally that you're around that says, you know what, I think you should relaunch your brand this way, or maybe you should approach it this way. So listening to like that inner voice is going to be really strong for you. The Libra eclipse is in the sixth house for you. And so there's a little bit of an imbalance between this is my body and this is the health of my body. This is who I am and this is the work that I do. This is what I have to do and this is what I want to do. So you're going to try to balance out. You may find that you're adjusting the tasks that you do every day to be more of an individual. It's a little bit of a challenge there. Now, if you are a Gemini or a Gemini rising, this is going to be happening in your 10th house. So this is a very angular, important house for you. And this is if you're the rising sign. This is about your career, your reputation, authority figures, how you're known in the world. This is where you're going to commit to a new path. You're going to hold into a new vision and say, this is how I want my homework life balance to look, my individuality, my partnerships. I'm really going to have compassion for this area, dream in what needs to come next. Now, you may get some intuitions or some insights when Venus sextiles Jupiter and Uranus about what needs to end so something can begin, because this is going to be talking to your 12th house. It's a very spiritual house. It's a compassionate house. If you're a writer, if you compose anything behind the scenes, pay attention to those seeds. Now, the eclipse for you will be in the fifth house. So this is going to be around something that's you live it without condition. These are people, places, and things, children of the mind, your entrepreneurships. You may be trying to balance a vision that you've already had, something that you're passionate about, hold on to that, and try to grow at the same time. And this invitation is for you to trust that compassion that you have, what you love without condition, can grow with you, but you cannot be dependent on it. So kind of keep that in mind as you build through that energy. Now, if you are a Cancer rising, you're going to feel this Venus and Pisces energy in a house that represents your spirituality, your new horizons, learning something, teaching something, publishing, getting your message out there. It's very powerful. You're going to commit to a new path. And while you're committing to this new path, you have a lot of compassion and understanding for how things were or could be. You're going to get some ideas from allies that you have. That's when we have Venus sextile and Jupiter and Uranus. So it's suggestions about, well, if you want to go give that talk, or if you want to go travel to this country, I've done it before. Let me give you a clue about like a new insight that you can work with. And I encourage you to listen to that, because you're probably going to get a huge breakthrough when it comes to an ally or a partnership or something in your local environment that really takes you off in a new direction. The eclipse for you is happening at an angular area of your house. It's going to be the fourth house. So this is something around a foundational level. It could be close to your home, people that you have there. But you're looking for a way not to be so dependent on your roots, or to be so rooted that you can't fly, that you can't grow in a new direction. So it could be that you're repotting. Like think about, you have this beautiful plant and it's doing great, but its roots are all crunched up and you need to get into a different pot so you have a chance to grow. That's one of the ways that I would see that for you, Cancer. Now, if you are a Leo or a Leo rising, this is happening in the eighth house. Now, the eighth house is our deepest intimate relationships. It's also relationships with money, our partners, money, shared resources, loans, but it's also metaphysical deaths and rebirths. Like, I have to end this in order to grow there. So this is a great time to commit to someone or something for the long term. It's a good time to think about, I have compassion for you. We have compassion for each other, because the eighth house by trine speaks to your roots, but it also speaks to your spirituality. So this is a very deep and rich area of your life. And you're going to get some suggestions for those people that you hold close that could impact your career or your reputation or authority figures in your life. They might say, you know what? If we're going to do this commitment, this is how, this is our coming out. This is when everyone's going to know that we are this, or we have this title, or we have this company. So pay attention to those early clues, because they're going to help you set your brand, set how you're known in the world. And the eclipse for you is happening in an area that has to do with how you communicate, people you speak to day in and day out. So there could be that you have common people, or you, it could be that you always go to this place, always talk to these people, but you find that you're growing or they're growing. And because you are, you have to let go, or they have to let go, so you can move in this new direction. So you could see some changing in your local environment or your friend groups as we move through this season. Now, if you're a Virgo rising, or Virgo, you're going to feel this in the seventh house. So this is going to be about you and another person. Now, a lot of times when we look at astrology and we start, we're like, oh, the seventh house, that's my romantic life. But the seventh house is kind of like what Amanda and I are doing right now, or what it feels like I'm doing with you. It's just me and you. Like, there's no other person. It's also open enemies, or like this, a good rival. It's something that you have a contract with or a client with. You're committing to you and another person or another thing to go forward. You're holding into that vision. And this partner could give you some great ideas through sextile about some pretty big changes that are going to be happening in around your finances and how you, like when it comes to shared wealth. Like, if we're doing this together, how is this going to grow our income? How is it going to grow our wealth? What are we going to, what transformation do we need to go through as we do this? And if you're a Libra, then the eclipse is happening in your house. So this is very personal. You're going through an amazing transformation right now, where you're coming out of your shell, and you're, though you've always been one to compromise, you like to bring harmony into a situation, you're learning what your individuality is in this process. I'm going to be an individual in this partnership. And that could really impact almost every corner of your life, home, work, life balances, friendships. And but trust, take that leap of faith. I can have compassion for you and be this beautiful Libra, but also be very independent. Now, if you're a Scorpio or a Scorpio rising, this is going to be happening. Venus is moving into your fifth house. And so this is going to be a period of time when Venus talks to Saturn, a commitment to what you love without condition, people, places, things, children of the mind, really tapping into that vision and saying, you know what? I feel in flow with this. I could sit down and do this all day, every day. I could, when I have a conversation with you, time melts away. Like, this could be with people and children. And you're going to get a lot of inspiration spending time with things that you love without condition, that's going to inspire some changes around your partnerships that are coming. So Scorpios, you went through, it was your turn on the eclipse wheel. Over the past year, you've had to really re-identify yourself and find strong partnerships. And you're going to get some clues from this passionate and this flow state. You're like, I loved it. When I create like this, this is who I am. And I want a partner that has that same vision. You're going to get some insights about who to partner with, when and how, as we move through the spring. The eclipse for you is happening in the 12th house, the Libra eclipse. So you are going, you're getting ready for something that you are definitely brave enough to handle, that's endings and beginnings. It's a process of spirituality, trusting that I understand that this is a phoenix time for me. I'm or an eagle time. I'm going to fly above whatever has been taken away, so I have my wings to stretch in a new direction. Now, if you are a Sagittarius, you're going to be feeling Venus around your home. So this is, you may find that you want to bring more beauty into your home. You want to ensure that you feel comfortable or luxurious, and whatever luxury is to you. Sometimes that could just be Netflix and a blanket, whatever makes you feel happy. Venus committing to Saturn, you may be committing to buying a home. You may be committing to a loan or someone or something at your roots or at your foundations. It's a beautiful, powerful energy that will set up a foundation for not only that area of your life, but it'll kind of branch out into every house, every corner of your life. And you're going to get a lot of ideas, maybe from people who live with you or close to your home or ancestors, about how you can adjust your work, the habits that you have, the stuff that you must do, which will flow into your overall health and wealth. Those early suggestions are very powerful. And the eclipse for you is in an area of your life that has to do with your allies, your dreams, and your support systems. So you may have found, like last fall, that a couple of your associations or people that you were like-minded with, though you may still have those same visions, those groups are altering a little bit. And you're trying to kind of hold everything in, but the universe wants you to grow into a new area. It's okay to like stretch your ambitions into different areas. If you're a Capricorn or a Capricorn rising, this transit is, Venus is moving into your third house. So you may find that you're very poetic, very beautiful with your words. They're inspiring. They pull people in. They're rhythmic. They're almost magical, like you're speaking spells in one way or the other. And you'll feel this not only in the way that you communicate, but also when you communicate one-to-one or in groups. So you could be speaking to 100 people and they would think that you're talking to just them. It's a one-on-one connection that you have. And from this local environment, like you could be getting a glass of cup of coffee or going on a walk somewhere, you're going to find an inspiration about some big changes that you can make around things that you love without condition. Now, you're a Capricorn. Your fifth house can definitely be your lovers and your children, but it's probably an entrepreneurship. It's probably a child of the mind that is ready to grow and has this abundant breakthrough. It's just around the corner. Like you can feel it, but you can't really put your finger on it. You're trying to make those adjustments. So listening to those ideas, especially in that local environment, maybe like we talked about earlier in the podcast, a pain point, like I need to speak about this because no one else is speaking about this. And it doesn't feel like a chore to me. It feels like a natural thing for me to reach out and help people. And the eclipse for you is happening in the highest part of your solar chart, which is the 10th house. So this is your reputation. It's how you're known in the world. It's your authority. It's the people that have authority over you. And the eclipse is inviting you, like it was there that last fall, that to adjust this a little bit, to find your independence, to be more grounded in who you are. So you may have a little bit of a discomfort between, I'm passionate about this, but I must show up this way. I have to show up this way to earn this. And the universe is saying, but you don't. you can adjust this in one way or the other. And it's because you sometimes, Capricorn, you need a plan and you're not going to be able to see all this. There's going to have to be a lot of that faith, that Venus heart-based faith that you're going to bring in. All right. So if you're an Aquarius or an Aquarius rising, you're going to be feeling this in your second house. So Venus and Saturn, a commitment to something that you value. In that second house, we often think about money, but it is a resource. And resource could be anything from the food you put into your mouth to your favorite blanket, but it's also your skill sets and it's your self-esteem. So you're committing to things that can really feed all of those and make you feel grounded and natural. And like, how do I have compassion and attract what gives me happiness to me at the same time? Because the second house flows into your overall health and your wealth. And you're going to get a lot of ideas from this area of your life about how you can support your roots and your home and your foundations. There may be that you've been working on a lot of big ideas or something that felt like was going to take you forever when it comes to your home happens overnight. And you're starting to get flutters or insights of those clues of what is to come. So if it could be that you've been looking for a property, nothing worked, all of a sudden a property shows up in your Facebook feed, next thing you know, you're living there. That sort of happened with me. So just kind of listen to those early ideas. The eclipse for you is happening in the 9th house. Overall, Aquarius, it's almost as if you are being invited to go back home. Like the 9th house is when you were out there on the horizon, you were getting that higher education, you were stretching your wings, you were learning everything, and now it's time to bring all that wisdom back home. How can you take something very complicated and share it in a very direct, simplified way that has not yet been shared? So it's a very interesting back and forth energy that is asking you to come home and it's asking you what's important to you. Now, if you are a Pisces rising, you're going to feel this energy in your first house. And you know, Pisces, you've been working with Saturn for a little bit. You've been learning where you need boundaries, where you don't need boundaries. And you've also learned that as soon as you put up a boundary, usually the people on the other side have been really loud. So Venus could give you a lot of compassion and it could also help you explain to people why you feel the way that you feel. Like there's a good way to clear the air, to come up with some closure. I need to end this so I can grow this way. I'm here to support you, but only in this way. This is going to flow into your home work-life balance, your personal brand, how you feel in your body and your partnerships. And you're going to get a lot of ideas and inspiration about some big changes that are coming in your local environment. It could be how your voice, how you express yourself. You've been working on things behind the scenes for a long time. It could be that because you feel so in flow and you feel so natural and you're able, because Venus is in your sign, to attract almost anything you think about to you, that you're able to change your local environment, which in turn changes your partnerships and your overall network. And the eclipse for you is happening in the 8th house. This is going to be an area of your life that supports shared wealth, but also deep intimacies and endings and beginnings. You are being asked to step away from a shared investment and ensure that you, and that investment can be on a heart, spiritual, or financial level, and move more into this is independent. This is important to me. I need to make sure that my values are understood so that I can be there in this intimate group that we have. All right, that's all of them. Marathon. Oh, I can't hear you.
Jamie, you are so good at that. It's amazing. Just boom, 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 boom. I know you've had a lot of practice. And it shows. So basically, we just got the rundown for our sun and our rising. You were suggesting we should look at rising, most importantly. And that, but you sort of gave us a bonus. You gave us Venus and Pisces plus the eclipse. So, yes. So,
because we're going to feel that a little bit.
Really good.
Yeah. It's foreshadowing. That's what I love about astrology, is that a lot of times when we'll get into these weeks with horoscopic energies and we'll say, oh, well, today this is happening. And I'm always thinking to myself, if I had just known like two months ago, I could have to put all this in place. So I love how the universe always foreshadows, just like a good novel. It tells us what's coming, but it's up to us to listen, because we usually don't pay attention to trines and sextiles. We pay attention to the hard stuff. And when we see Venus, we're like, oh, everything's going to be fine. I don't have to pay attention to that. Let that pot boil over there. But it's too magnetic to let it boil.
Yeah, you want to love that. Jamie, I know we have Inner Circle members out there who are very excited that you will be a guide with us this year in November. Can you tell us a little bit about your mastery class? Because it's going to be a really good one, and people are often asking about it, or they're confused about it. So can you tell us what your mastery class is going to be about when you're teaching with us?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this, because I think that when you teach something like what we were talking about in this podcast, we want to say, okay, well, this is a pain point and I got over it, so let me help everyone get over it. So I've always had astrology as a part of my life. And so I've learned the natal chart. I've learned, oh, this is who I am and how I react. That's great. Now, what do I do with it now? Like, how can I use this? How do I know when to publish the book? How do I know when to And one of the best ways to do that is by working with the moon. And with the Inner Circle, we always talk about the new, we had this huge, beautiful ceremony, new moon, full moon, the process of it. But there's another nuance or another step between that. And it has to do with the void moon, of course, and the opening and closing aspects before that. So the void moon, of course, is the space between when the moon finishes this conversation, wraps up its business in one sign, and gets ready to move into a new sign. And during that period of time, we don't really want to do anything that we want to bear fruit. Like, if you don't want something to be successful, and there's sometimes we don't want things to be successful, we want things to like kind of just flatten out. You would do that during a void moon. But if there's something that we really want to launch or grow, we don't want to do that. It's a time to end. It's a time to grow. And then the first aspect that we have once the moon moves into a new sign, and the last aspect, tell us the story. It tells us the flow of energy that we're going to be working with. So we have a great opening aspect. We know what foot we're starting out on. If we have a challenging aspect, we know what foot we're starting out on. And then we'll have a rhythm that we work with. So what we'll do is tap into where this practice comes from. We'll tap into how you can use it. Some of the nuances of like, I need to do this task. This is the time I need to do it. But it's a perfect predictive tool that you can use without having to be inundated with the knowledge of astrology. It really does give you the story. And you can look at a calendar. Like, I'd never schedule a meeting or anything without looking at a calendar and say, yeah, no, not that day, or definitely this day. And we all know we can get really inundated with astrology. This is my chart. These are my transits. But the moon is going to help you understand, this is the mood of the room I'm walking into. You could be in a great mood, but the mood of the room could be a little bit tense. So yeah, definitely working with, that's what the masterclass is going to be in essence. I can't, as you can tell, I'm excited to talk about it.
I love it, Jamie. And it sounds like a simple, powerful tool that students of any level can apply to make better decisions about timing things, which is really important. As we know, you can either like have the wind in your sails as you're trying to accomplish something or not. And so it's, why not know a little bit more about what the weather is going to be like when we're trying to accomplish certain things, right?
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest tools it taught me was patience, because I'm a put my nose to the grindstone. I'll just work through it. I'll swim against the current. I don't care. But this energy, and I have tried to swim against the current with this. I have some great examples, and it just doesn't work. It really teaches you, like the way it is when you work in a garden, you have to have patience. You plant the seeds, you have to do the steps. Yeah. And when you do that, you're going to be successful. But if you try to plant something outside in the wintertime, you could have been using that time daydreaming, using your Venus and Pisces, dreaming on something brand new. So
very good. Okay. So if you're interested, we are going to be opening up a promotional period for the Inner Circle here very, very soon. So I would wait until the registration is actually open for our promotional period, which is going to go through the beginning of April. So definitely check it out. You can go right now to astrologyhub.com/innercircle24 and just make sure you're on the list and that you're the first to know when we do open up our doors. Jamie, so grateful for you here today. Thank you for this beautiful guidance to help us really harness the power of this upcoming transit and avoid some of its little pitfalls and, you know, places where we could maybe unconsciously fall into patterns that might not set us up for that abundance that you talk about later, that positive outcome that you talk about later. So thank you for all of it.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful all of you are here. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Thank you for being a part of our community. If you don't have your sun, moon, and rising report, go check it out. The links are in the talk. If you are in the description, if you have not yet signed up for the eclipse event, make sure you do that as well. That is going to be astrologyhub.com/eclipse2024, I think. So go eclipse 2024. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a part of our community. Thank you, as always, for making astrology a part of your life. We'll catch you on the next episode.
This podcast is presented by Astrology Hub. You can learn more and find all of our shows at astrologyhub.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes and help more people find the wisdom of astrology. Thank you for taking the time to do this now. Thank you for being a part of our community and for making astrology a part of your life.